Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. How are you doing, Lois? Great to have you back here.
Well, it's good to be back. How are you doing?
Doing well, and I'm enjoyed hearing about your trip out west and everything. Sounded like a great time.
Well, I had a good time. I did get to see Dr. Zahi Hawass, the Egyptologist, give a lecture. With my daughter, we went together, and it was really exciting. We had a little name tag, so they knew we were supposed to be there.
Yeah, sure. But well, yes, that's so great. I know you love your Egyptology and everything, and that is really wonderful. I'm so glad you got to go.
It was fun.
Good deal. So what do we have coming up at the library here?
Well, it's June here at the Coffeyville Public Library, and today, Thursday, June the 1st, marks the beginning of the summer reading program. Today, there will be a puppet show at 10, then at 11, the summer reading kickoff will begin. Later in the day, at 2 p.m., we will have the kids' story time. Friday, which is tomorrow, June the 2nd, is an open free day as the children's and young adult librarians will be in Iola for their continuing education. Please check out our Facebook page for the June and July summer reading schedule of events. And I would like to clarify what this bug hunt every Thursday is. We don't come here and look for a bug at the library. You find a bug on your own and bring it in to the library in a sealed container and the lid with tiny holes punched in so it can breathe. And this is for show and tell. Then please take it home with you. Also, please, please, no dangerous bugs that can sting, bite, etc. And the entire staff has been very busy in May rearranging books, DVDs, and audiobooks to make it much easier for patrons to find items. Come check out what we've done. And the bookshelf theme for this June is Indigenous People. Monday, June 19th, we will be closed for Juneteenth. And the Kansas State Parks has partnered with Kansas Public Libraries to offer free park passes to library patrons. The program runs through December 2023. This one-day pass is available to library card patrons in good standing. No lost or overdue fines or items. This is for one free park pass, one time, per cardholder for one day. And today's book review is Betty White's Pearls of Wisdom by Patty Sullivan. This is a very good friend of hers. And this is in large print. And I'll read the back little bit of information here. Betty White's Pearls of Wisdom, Life Lessons from a Beloved American Treasure. From the early days of television on the game show circuit to her roles on Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland, Betty White was the first lady of television. In Betty White's Pearls of Wisdom, readers will find a more intimate look into Betty's life, as told through the eyes of Patty Sullivan, her lifelong friend. Through her stories, we see Betty's banter, wisdom, and advocacy for all members of the animal kingdom. Betty's values were the core of the life she lived and savored, tasting every minute along the way. And I wanted to tell you that this book is full of photos of Betty and her friends, and especially her four-legged friends. And June's poem is Juneteenth. In honor of June 19th, which is Juneteenth Day. The title is We Rose by Christina Kay. I'll give you a little background before I read it. On Monday, June 19th, Black Americans all over the world will celebrate Juneteenth, the day when the news of emancipation reached those who still toiled 2 months after Confederates were defeated in the Civil War. Christina Kay has penned two pieces that are considered the official poems of the holiday. We Rose reflects our collective journey as Black people from our homeland to chains and finally to freedom. And here is We Rose by Christina Kay. From America's heart we rose, already a people, our faces ebon, our bodies lean, we rose, skills of art, life, beauty, and family. Crushed by forces we knew nothing of, we rose. Survive we must, we did. We rose. We rose to be you, we rose to be me. Above everything expected, we rose to become the knowledge we never knew. We rose, dream we did, act we must. I thought since we're getting off for Juneteenth, we should know a little bit about this.
Absolutely. Okay.
So hang on here. Okay, that's it this month at the Coffeyville Public Library. Come see us for, stay tuned, fun and activities for all ages. Until next month, stay safe, watch out for the kiddos out of school while driving, and as always, remember to be kind to everyone. See you in July.
All right, Lois, do appreciate it, and encourage everyone to stop by the Coffeyville Public Library and see you on all the wonderful staff over there.
Yes.
Always a good time. Well, thank you, Lois. And
thank you.
Coming up, we do have an interview with Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskins Jr. So that will be on the way.
Yes.
Here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.